I
don't
can't.
know. I don't have to worry about it.
And it's 180. 180 pay, and there must be 200 in.
Yeah, as I said, about 2-ish. That's pretty good.
Must be 20 going in without paying, and I'd let a few in for a bit less than 250. So it's not bad. Don't know how the bar's coping though.
They'll manage. That's what they're there for, really.
Yeah. Got no change at the moment.
Yeah,
I'll
just
send.
Alan.
Got some at home apparently tucked away in a piggy bank.
He's robbed it of somebody.
How many were on the bus then?
It was absolutely jam packed full, by the way. They were standing, I didn't count them.
No,
we'd be about 90, I should think. Like
yeah, we had like 50 in before, 50, 60 before the bus came.
Yeah, it's picking up again nicely.
Well, it's been a bad time of year, hasn't it? Since Christmas, in January anyway, I mean, and then all the sort of ups and downs with the press publicity, etc.
Of course, yeah. One or two have mentioned Thursday actually, so I was desperate and broken, so.
Well, I was just talking to Jean about that today. I mean, we've got to keep on doing it, but
if you stop now, you'll get nowhere with
it. No,
will
that's
you?
Right. But I mean, I think I will need on Monday morning to talk to Morecambe Bay and see if I can bring forward these promotions. Because until I start, I mean, we should be able to pack.
You can't put a bus on until you start getting a
regular. No, I know. The trouble is, it's a bit of a catch 22 because if you don't put a bus on, will you get the people?
What you do,
isn't
it?
I mean, nobody
on it. Nobody's actually said to me, "Well, where's the bus on Thursday?" Nobody's said anything yet. When they start asking, then that's, I suppose, they said, "I'll start putting back on again."
I mean, what I think I'd probably do is if we can get like something that's obviously our crowd. I mean, either putting, say, Stella back on or something like that, and banging it out. For one,
can you not stick a band on pretty soon or something like that?
Well, I'm not sure where that's at. I mean, talking to Charlie just asked me about sticking some student bands on.
Yeah.
That'd be an idea, because remember when we had that
St.
Martin's band on?
Yeah, Bananas in Transit. I was going to say stick them back on, because they went down really well. And they brought a big following down.
That's right.
It's
about 100 from St. Martin's.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good like that. If you make it known that there's stuff like that going on, if you get a band like that, you know you can put a bus on because a couple of them come down. If you get a couple of waves like that, it'll start picking up all the break. Like you say, it's a difficult situation just at the moment, isn't it? It's not to do for the best.
But I say, if I get some publicity, if I say, because we haven't got a premium lager on draft, so if I stick Stella on draft and do it as an offer.
11.
Yeah.
Best we can do
it. Okay,
5.
Great. Yeah, great. Get it up to Terry.
It's a bottle full, isn't it? So I might be able to tell you a bit more.
Yeah.
It's like cold out.
It's drizzly rain though as well.
Is it? Well, mind you that.
That's better than frost.
Yeah, it must be warm. It must be warmer then, mustn't it?
Any
chance?
Good.
Yeah.
You
know it?
Yeah.
Well, you try floating through there, you don't get it.
Unobtrusive.
How much do you want to get? Quid each.
Couple of quid each.
A nugget.
Where's the quid face?
Couple of quid each.
Couple of quid each.
Fucking hell.
Couple of quid each.
Yeah, that's right down here then.
250 normally.
Fucking hell. It's going to kill me, this fucking. Hold on.
Mind a quid, no?
Hey. We're struggling, you know. We are struggling, and we've had loads of.
Yeah.
You save cups of tea upstairs, don't
you? Afraid
that's
not.
How you play Bonnie, in here, mate, isn't it? It's not a bloody soup kitchen.
I had a good cup of tea before. Is that alright?
No. One.
Go on.
One more. Come on, you got hundreds of pounds.
Yeah, I don't want to get home yet. Fucking hell.
Come on, you'll only spend it at the bar otherwise.
I want a cup of tea, I'm fucking. Right, no, I know it's there, but don't try and. 250.
Oh, what?
Oh, it was you. Yep. What time do bits come out of here then?
2 o'clock.
What time do soup kitchens open?
Well, hey, I'm not joking, you know, that's what I've got.
Oh, we're busy, what?
Yeah.
Heaving. Heaving
oh,
up there.
Oh, yeah, you've done any fuck of that.
Oh, no. Full.
Right,
it's full.
If there's over 3,000...
No, there's not that many.
All right, then. If there's over 2,000, I'm going to come back and get the fucking money back.
Right.
That's lovely, isn't it? I normally say I'm going on that, I haven't got a copy and everything, and then they walk up to the bar and pull out of it, what a note, out of the other pocket. When do you start fishing again then, you think?
I've got everything up to normal now. Like that choke cable I was saying the other day, he's been wanting it doing for about 3 months, and I've just kept putting him off. I'm up to normal now, I've got everything back on the normal par, I think. Sorting myself out for some fishing now.
Do you go out in the, is it in the summer when you go out in the boats? So the spring or summer?
Well, summer, I've been known to go out in winter when it's calm. Like the other week it was nice and calm, but I was off at a place like London. I go out any time if it's weather's right. On the Christmas storm, the cow was in the garage for a bit.
Do you go out far, or do you just
depends
in a boat? Would you go out far?
Depends. Last time we went out, we went just off Walney Island, the other side of Walney for a toll.
Yeah.
One guy caught a 28-pound of line, so that was good fishing that day. But otherwise, it's just off me. First boy. You have to take your chance.
How long can you stay out? I mean, how long's the tide?
If you go out on a charter, it's 12 hours. You know, if you go.
Yeah, but then you're going out a distance, right?
To the other side of the world, you're doing 12 hours.
No, I mean, if you're just using the bay. The bay.
Depends on tide. You go out on good tide. You can do 8 hours.
Can you?
Yeah. Like now, this dinghy club that my mates, they have tractors at Grosvenor that take them out to the water, so they fish a full tide.
Yeah. What's it like around the power station? Are they powering warm water into there, or is it?
Well, there's warm water coming out, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, I presume there was. Yeah, that's what. Is that good fishing up there?
Like I said, you can float for bass, and there's mullet you can float for, because they've only got soft links. Well, there's plenty of them about. I never use my bother reel that side.
Is there much mackerel around?
Big boats. Yeah. Like when you go out and catch mackerel, you use it for fresh bait then.
So it's not a bad fish to eat, actually, Mac. I mind you, you don't eat fish, do you?
No.
I went to, last summer we took static caravan at Prestatyn. I think we're just flicking through Seaflex on the telly, and it was like one of these luxury six berth ones, but it was like £99 for a week. And it was really, I mean, it's beautiful inside. Normally like 250-300 quid once, but it was because you had to go that week kind of thing. So we just sort of great way now then. I took the 9-year-old lad out on a boat, you know. Mary went as well. We were like the old feathers job for mackerel. Put this guy, there's 12 guys on one
two small mackerel caught in about 3 hours, you know. But I was going, well, I don't understand it, you know. Normally we went to Malta last year, and there was a great, it's called an underwater safari. But you know, normally when you're like in Windermere and that, you've got glass bottom boats. Well, this was the hull underneath the waterline was glass. So you're actually sitting, you know, you weren't looking down, you're actually sitting in the base of the hull of the boat and going, and it went out to some islands off rocks and that, coral off Malta and that. It's superb. Absolutely. I mean, it was as good as aqualunging without actually getting wet. It was great. You know, very good idea. It must have made a fortune. It was packed like 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah.
People are fascinated by the sea, aren't they? They really are.
I'd like to go to America, shark fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Off Mexico, down that way.
Marlin, big marlin, I'd love to go.
16 quid a day it is, out there.
That's not much, really, is it?
My friend went last year.
Pay that bloody mackerel fishing for 12 hours,
yeah. He went fly drive last year and he went down.
Have you seen that new, it was on, I was watching a programme the other day about it. They've developed a camera for your line, for the marlin and the shark fishing. And basically you can actually watch, you've got your TV screen, so it's like a spectator sport as well, because you can actually watch the fish coming to take your bait,
yeah.
You know, so it's like it's got this manual camera on the line, and you know, so you can actually get the excitement of watching it, you know.
Can we have a little bit of a discount?
Yeah, you can.
How much is it then?
A couple of quid each.
Couple of quid each.
What discount is that?
50p.
Yeah, you've asked for a lot.
Can we have a lot of a discount, please? drink lots of drink.
Give
us 3 quid for a fairy.
Right, you give them 3 quid now, give them nothing.
Cheers.
Yeah, so you're about first 2 beers
and...
Yeah, fair enough.
No!
And the guy was talking that he thought he could develop it for course fishing, for, you know, river fishing and that as well. Yeah. It's a state.
Where's the actual camera I go?
It's actually hung below the boat, but it can get it, sees a bit, and it was fantastic watching, because, you know, it was sort of going along the...
Yeah.
Whatever they were using as bait, presumably some mackerel or something, but second, you can see it trying to go. And then suddenly, out of like nowhere, this fish would come and like chase after it and snap and miss, and it'd just go off. And you'd be sat there. You'd actually see it take it, you know.
This camera eye would be adjusted,
wouldn't it? I presume so, yeah. I mean, they was talking about getting a really small one for, you know, to be used in sort of course fishing and that. But of course, the other thing, of course, it takes out the one that got away, because you can actually see the one that got away, you know. There'll be some stories then. Look at that! You know what I missed.
Cameras will magnify it anyway.
Yeah, it will. But it was really, I mean, it meant, of course, that the other people on the boat could have some enjoyment as well, because, I mean, there's nothing worse if there's only one rod out or two rods out. I mean, those boats, there's only like a couple of rods out, isn't there, on those, for the marlin and the shark and that fishing.
You don't get many.
Yeah, it's not like sort of 12 rods around.
Something like that.
Yeah. So anybody else who goes on board, it's bored out of their brains, basically. But at least if you've got TV monitors, you can watch it. It's really good. So now, I mean, now with all the radar and whatever else that they use, I mean, you should really be able to find fish.
Well, that boat formation that we went out on a couple of years ago, I had a fish finder on it. Well, it's all right having a fish finder. Yeah. You throw your line out, you're not guaranteed to catch your fish.
No, it doesn't. Most of them are. I mean, well, certainly the ones on the little boat trips and that. I mean, they haven't. All it does is it will tell you there's some fish about. I mean, it doesn't tell you where to fish or depth or anything like that, does it? I mean, what you're doing is there's some fish down there somewhere. Because that's the most frustrating thing about fishing, when you're like, you know, you could be wishing that. You think to yourself, like, I could be wishing that there's not a fish anywhere around here. You know, I could be sat here like an idiot for hours on end.
Jetted hours on end in middle at night freezing, you know, like killing them, and I've caught nothing. And yet I thought, there's plenty of crabs in the summer, take your bait.
Yeah.
But every time you throw out, there's a crab on the end of it. You know, you think, why does that crab always have to come to my line? All this sea, it has to get my worm. And same, like, no fish. You think, well, there must be fish out there.
Yeah.
A lot of it's luck, in it.
I remember what's going on. We got up at 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock, went out to canal somewhere up Golgate area, past Golgate. We set up and we've been fishing for about 2.5 hours, and this, about 6:30 in the morning, this old farmer comes up and says, aye lads, he said, I won't bother, they drained this area of the canal a few months ago. Sat there watching our floats for hours. I mean, luckily, you know, you come on a car, with a car, so it's a matter of throwing everything in the back and going somewhere else. So. Could have sat there all bleeding day and not known anything about it.
I've had some lonely nights.
Yeah. You catch many eels, many eels and that out there.
I didn't catch as many this year as what I have done.
Yeah,
one of
the lads
at
work
says, if you catch any, bring them in.
He
says,
I'll
offer for dinner.
Yeah. I know, delicacy. Mind you, I ate conger. I was off the west, going on holiday to the west coast of Ireland, and we're driving down the west coast, and there was like some rocks and everything about. So we stopped, because I love messing about in rock pools and stuff. And there's this, and the rock was like mini swimming baths. They were, you know, probably 12 foot long and about 6 or 7 foot wide and about 6 or 7 foot deep, but crystal clear. And there's this old guy dragging this bloody rope with a massive hook on the end, like half a, I'm presuming it's cod or mackerel or something on the end. And I said, what the hell are you fishing? You know, because the woman I was with wanted to go for a swim, and I said, no, you can't, there's a guy fishing. So I went up to her and I said, what on earth are you fishing for? And he said, oh, there's three congers living in this pool. A 4 foot one, a 5 foot one, there's a 6 foot one over the centre. There's a rock in the centre of it that came out of the water. There's a little under there. And I said, bloody hell. I said, you know, and I said to her, are you going to go swimming in there? He said, oh, he said, there were some American students here last week and they were all swimming in there. And I came along with this thing. They were all sat on the middle there, with their feet dangling in the water, splashing away. He said, I was dragging this down, this 6 footer came out after the bend. He said, you've never seen anybody run so fast in your life. They were dangling their toes at the end. And then the next day I went along and he actually caught the 5 foot one and killed it, and he gave us a load of steaks off it that I sort of...
Big?
Yeah. The trouble was, it was really bony, that's the only thing. It was, and I don't like eating fish and but with bones in it, I can't stand
you
it.
You can't fill it, okay?
No, it's impossible. Because it's like a central spinal cord, it's all off it, so you'd be just... You know, it's not like
normal
a flat fish. I mean, but it was really nice. It was a really chewy meat, you know, like shark or something.
There's supposed to be some decent congers off fishing.
Is that?
You know the old wild yankee?
Yeah.
Down there. Plenty of rocks under there.
Yeah.
People say they've had some big ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, stories.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen one.
Yeah. They're ugly looking fish, aren't they? Bloody awful things, of course. Really evil looking things. This guy was great that we met in Ireland, because he used to own about 3 or 4 supermarkets, small chains, and he just one day, he's about 58, 60 now, and one day, he said about 5 years ago, he just got fed up and just walked out, and all he does is fish all day long, and he lives in somebody's basement of the house, and like in return for living there, he fills the guy's freezer up with lobster, crab, you know, fish and that, and everything he does in the village in Kilrush is everything. He just, you know, he wants a new pair of shoes, wants a coat, brings a couple of lobster, you know, and things like that. Because, like, to him, he's got his crab lines and his lobster pots out all the time and all that. It's really back to the old barter system.
Yeah,
it's superb.
Yeah.
Really good. Hey, excuse me.
I'm not saying Ken.
No.
Oh, go and get Ken, mate.
again. Yeah. Is it the same as last week?
Yeah, it always has been.
What?
See, I've helped Kenny out in a few of the lads before. It's like, well, when it's in this shit. That's why I come in this time, I think.
Oh, right. Just go on, go on. Just send Alan down again.
Alan, is it all right?
Have you ever tried octopus?
No, I haven't. I mean, squid I've eaten a lot.
A lot,
haven't
you? Yeah. I've had octopus soup.
Yeah.
That was quite, a weird taste.
I like shark. Have you eaten shark?
No.
Oh, I like shark. It's really nice. It's really meaty. I mean, it's like eating meat.
It's like steak, really.
Yeah, it's like
nice
steak.
It's nice and tender,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah. But it's sort of thick and chewy. It's not, you know, it's not flaky like fish. It's like almost like a meat. It's really good. They do it in when do they do it around here? Always. Always got it in McBaron's like Joseph's place. McBaron Joseph. In Lancaster. Oh God. It's above the Bang & Olufsen shop in Lancaster. Do you know Robinson's
Electric?
Yeah. Next to Plato's.
Yeah, the electrical shop.
Yeah, it's above there. So it's a nice place because it's like they do a great spread of. I mean, you can go for like a nice meal there, but you can like also eat, you know, dips and the hamburger or whatever, and a big steak, whatever you want.
And how do you cook it?
They cook it in Cajun. It's a sort of, in a sort of spice thing, but that's sort of. Cajun, South America, you know,
yeah.
Southern states of America, around Mississippi, New Orleans, that kind of thing. But I've had it just grilled, you know, or done in butter.
In butter?
Yeah,
yeah. I like trying all things now and again.
Mm. You occasionally see it in the fish markets. I mean, things like squid and that, I quite like, but I'd never think of buying it. I wouldn't buy it and cook it myself. And it, the trouble is, once you actually, it's like once I remember once, you know, getting and cutting a rabbit and things. By the time you'd actually cook the damn thing, you'd gone off it because you'd been heading it and gutting it and whatever else. And you know, you're sat there thinking,
yeah.
I don't really want to eat this. You know, it's all right if it comes to you as a meal.
Ready-made.
Yeah, but when you actually see what you're doing to it, you know.
I had this octopus in Germany. We'd go out for a meal and I was going to have steak and mushroom. But lad said, what are we having for starters? Like, I said, oh, how long would you lot are eating? Well, they ordered soup of the day, you see. So they brought it and tasted it. It had an awful, a weird taste. Anyway, and I said to the waitress, like, what was it? She said, octopus.
You wouldn't have had it if you'd have known.
No, I don't think I would.
No.
It's not something I would have picked.
No, I wouldn't. I certainly wouldn't.
I
like fish, but I wouldn't
taste,
sure.
But it was quite nice.
Yeah. Was it a sort of fishy soup? I mean, was it a sort of fishy soup?
No. It didn't have a fishy taste. It like beef, but I presume it's the way they cooked it. So they'll put spices in and everything. But I definitely wouldn't have ordered it.
No.
Right now, I don't think I would order it again.
Yeah.
But steak and mushrooms
before.
Quite nice.
So if you don't eat what you catch,
why
choose sea fishing? No, I mean, I spent a long time course fishing, so I understand actual fishing for pleasure as opposed to like to eat. You know, there's not much you can catch course fishing that you can eat anyway. But most people who go sea fishing do it to eat what they catch or to sell what they catch or whatever. I mean,
I do it.
Why does sea fishing interest you, not course fishing? Sort of thing?
There's more opportunity for big ones. If anything. Like you go canal fishing, you know, you only get in.
Yeah, that's right.
Like you get the odd 4.5 pound pike or chub, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, you've chance of a very big one. And I suppose that's why I do it. To see if I can get a big one.
Why not?
No.
It's not like trying to get rid of me, is it? I'm going on. I'm no bother. Is there more in this week than last week?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen as many bodies. I think, my God, we're heads. The brain must be scrambled, as my daughter would say.
Yes. That's true.
Still coming in then, though?
No, there hasn't been many now. What time is it now?
20 to 1
nearly. Oh, is it?
Oh, we'll be we'll come in next Friday for an hour, right?
My little rat then. She's out.
Oh, you'll enjoy that.
I'm going to try and leave her here. Somebody else, don't worry. We're trying to get rid of her.
It's good. I mean, it's good because of the amount of lighting and effects that they bring. I mean, it's interesting, you know. You come for an hour or so, and that'll be enough, you know. If you're not into the music or into dancing, then...
Well, she is. You know, we're not. We're all foggy, you see. Right. But she won't like tonight because she's not into what I call, is it heavy metal or something like that? Heavy rock or something.
Heavy rock.
Well, she's not into that, but I said you wouldn't, didn't you? She'll like it, I think. She can dance, mind you. All these youngsters can. But you can't see. You know, normally when I stand at bar, I can normally see this far door, but I can't see it.
There's a few in.
Do you know how many exactly know?
There'd be just over 200.
Did you take that change?
Well, I'll give it to work on you, leave it.
Feeling.
I must keep my bottle filled when it ever gets short again.
Oh, change 15 quid last week, didn't we?
Yeah, but I've been taking it out because we had a rogue living above us, you see, and I thought, well, it's one of these that will take out if he can get it, you see. So I thought, I don't have a lot of money in flat, not that I have a lot, but we like it out of way, don't we? It's a whiskey bottle, we'll fill it up now, won't we? You never know, might get desperate again.
True.
Mind you, we were busy last night, is that what it was? Did that knock you out?
Yeah.
Did you expect something?
No. Last night we'd gone up from the week before on the rave, we'd had about 90 in, and last night we had about 250. So
is a Friday proving better than Saturday? Money wise, takings? I mean, is it more people in?
It hasn't been. I mean, it was, last night was the first one that had gone up to like over 200.
So this week you've done well Friday and Saturday because you've got more in?
That's right.
It's not bad though, is it?
No. But I mean, it's coming to the end of January, people are starting to get paid again and starting to have paid off the Christmas. I mean, that's been the killer. You know, you've had Christmas, then you get hit with all your credit card bills, then you get hit with all the electricity and gas and telephone and everything.
Can you explain why it's dearer on Friday than Saturday?
Because it's a different type of event and music.
You don't think if you put it up to the same, it wouldn't come like this?
No.
No, so it's... No. You don't complain at this, you don't complain at 250 each one, no?
No. Well, some of them do, but not serious.
No, I mean, you
serious.
Don't. You're not bothered. You don't mind. It's
no, I mean,
you make twice as much on the Friday on the door as you do on the Saturday.
No, we don't, because we don't promote it on Friday.
Oh.
It's a different promoter.
They pay for the hire of the hall.
They pay for the hire.
So you've got a set. Oh,
whatever they make on the door, after they've paid for the hire, profits.
But they spend a lot of money on lights and everything. I mean, they spend about 7 hours in here on the Friday just doing the lights and special effects and everything.
I like that smoke. Yeah. I saw it the first time. And it was great.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, the first time they were in here, when they were going to have the all-nighter, they hired a laser in. That was superb. But I mean, that cost them 500 quid alone.
Are the all-nighters popular? Well, you've had a couple, haven't you?
No, we haven't.
None at all?
The police and the local authorities stopped them. I mean, I have had all-nighters in the past.
Yeah.
But that was for like the scooterists or...
Well, why they stopped it now? There's nothing wrong with it. What's to do with it?
Yeah,
but Cal didn't used to get away with it.
I know.
Yeah, but they're putting it down in the paper that...
Mad drugs.
They're going to get drugs and stuff after 2 o'clock. Well, if they're going to take drugs after 2 o'clock, they'll take it before 2 o'clock.
Well, I've been here every week and there's no bother here with them at all.
No.
Can't beat the system, can
you? You can't beat the police, because sooner or later they'll find something else to do.
They're just funny, that's all.
Right.
Well, you know what?
tape catches. That's I ordered that one. Well, Britannia Record Club. The scent.
From the bar anthem?
Don't understand.
The Grand?
No, piss off. Don't be silly.
The ultimate collection is the tape of the month and she didn't want it.
Can't be far off 900, though.
Rubbish. Six.
I'd never seen a Saturday night go as fast.
Yeah, well, come on, anything goes fast after Friday. It's not so much that it...
750. £2.50 spend. Just over.
How do you make that? Oh yeah.
200 people.
It's...
The 200 paid for that?
No, about 180 paid. It
seems like 160 and you can get on with that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, in fact, I mean, last week was 160, and that was actually up on the previous couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, January.
It's getting to life.
People are getting paid again. People got some money again.
I think the Friday night, not the only Friday night, but nothing in it.
Yeah, might well.
Okay, I've got 25 eyeballs for, like,
Oh,
right. Yeah,
I'm gonna get some cleaning.
I'll get some cleaning fluid this week.
He knows where the beers can sort of back to
We're gonna kill somebody one day, you know, using
flash. Well, I could give them
a good rinse afterwards. Like.
Flash and bleach.
It's gonna have to be I'll get a delivery on Thursday. I mean, we need a delivery on Thursday anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll get a delivery on Thursday and I'll get some
Well, I'll do the delivery. Cleaner.
Do the cleaner. Okay.
Yeah, you're
glasses.
Yeah, we're running out of plastic, isn't it? Well, we didn't run out. We're running out of plastic, guys. Still has quite a few glasses there.
I should hope so.
I know, but I'm loath to give them out.
No,
unless I know who's getting them.
Legless all night. I got him every time until the end, and I said, I am not serving him this time. You serve it. Because he was absolutely incapable of talking, let alone giving you any money.
I mean, it's all right with Phil and
have you ever seen
Jags and them, look, because you know what they drink, and they just like so vaguely wave this empty glass.
Well, they just take the glasses.
You fill it and take the money out of their hand.
Well, I would have done tonight, but I was talking to
him. Interrupted by customers.
Yeah. No, I was talking to, is it Alan?
Curious again. Aren't you the lucky one?
Well, he's better than Stuart.
Just.
He wasn't.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the story is this time about fishing, so they're different for a week or two.
Yeah.
Whereas...
You're not a nightmare as well, anymore.
I have been in my time. Course fishing though, he's sea fishing. When are you going to give up smoking and save some money? You could pay your mortgage on what you smoke.
I don't give a fuck, I think I would do it. It's too much fucking pressure. profit anymore. Gambling and drinking.
Yeah. Win any money today?
I never
have. Have you got my keys?
That's a bit messy.
No, I'll put them on the table.
We're not finishing our drinks for
you. You do like I do.
Because you can finish your drink.
You go to full rattle it up to keep it there.
Maybe I've got a fucking collection of your half pints of them.
I know that. Well, bring them back.
That's where all these long thin ones have gone.
Not, no, that's just a little Tuesday party.
Why don't you just take a case, one of those cases open, one of the empty cases. And bring all my glasses back.
Well, you see, you actually see them little punks collecting them up at the end of the night, they'll get fucking under their coats. Like.
How many, what did the carry out you sell?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Five bottles.
Well,
I mean, that's half a case.
And I sold four pills as well. Like,
as a carry out, and I sold three dog and a pills
that
ended up as
yeah, a... Yeah, you only sell a few to take out.
Well, that's like
plus
a
what they take out themselves, what's
yeah.
left at the end of the night.
I mean, not all our customers are absolutely stupid. Buy a bottle at 5 to 2 and leave it at 2 o'clock.
Just the nice people that leave the country.
I'm amazed.
I was talking to our brunette tonight when I went in the office for some change and saying how he's things like that. He said, I hear the gardens are doing well on a Friday night. I must have heard about last night. And he said, it's been fucking dead this last, well, last 8 weeks. They've been
where?
Dead. Something up to Christmas and just
no, where are you talking about? The Empire?
But apparently they're doing quite well on a Wednesday for the students.
The students, yeah, I know. Mark was in last week. Mark guessed about 400. He went in last week. He went in this week.
Well,
and,
Paul said to me 600, which I didn't believe, but I said one of those are when he did. Yeah. He said, well, there won't be about 600.
Nigel Mitchell told me there's like 400 or 500 in. So,
not bad,
but it's very good, isn't it? I mean, you know, Wednesday. I mean, it's only £1 to get in, and it's a pound a pint.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they're making a little bit at £1 a pint.
And they're making fucking £600
a pound getting on, that's right. And I don't think they've got a lot of staff on. I wouldn't have thought they'd bother with the student night having a lot of staff on. It's pointless having armies of bouncers in that situation.
Well, you don't need bouncers. Like we don't need a
except, mind you, the rugby club gave the band a bit of a rough scene.
What band?
They had some band on that were awful, apparently, and the whole of the rugby team were lying in front of the stage.
They've never left there.
Fingers
blue.
Up.
Blue,
No.
University
rugby.
Oh, the UU.
Yeah, and the band ran off in tears, apparently. Couldn't cope.
See, the University Rugby Club hasn't improved, have they?
There's some nasty bastards in Lancaster.
Why should I?
I'm telling you there is.
Well, I'm not carrying it out. We can step on this cover while she comes back for it next week.
But 600 on a Wednesday night, I'll tell you what. Well, the sugar house not open up either.
No. The sugar house only opens Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We always have done. I mean, we opened originally first year every night of the bloody week, and it was pointless. Absolutely pointless.
Is that bigger than the Empire? I've never been in it.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
It's legal. It's legal.
It's
legally bigger than the Empire, but the Empire can get more people in because you've got upstairs
yeah.
and that, you see. But of course, for licensing, they don't take that particularly into consideration. Upstairs.
Well, they half upstairs capacity straight away.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the Empire legal is. Well, I thought it was 900.
750, I think.
I don't know, I think he's an animal. I mean,
well,
he could certainly get 1,700, 1,800 in there.
Well, you know, the night before Monkhouse opened up the place,
yeah.
but not.
Yeah.
Well, there had to be over 1,000, don't there?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
oh,
you could fucking tell, like, the 1,000 was too many.
Yeah. But, I mean, they were banging 1,500 in for that disco for the first few months, weren't they?
No, 12, 13. They never had 15.
Don't they? I mean, Sugar House's capacity has just been up to 1,100, I think. I mean, it was always 900, but it's been up to 1,100 last year, I think. But we used to put 1,200, 1,300 in the Sugar House. But it's full at that, you know. Whereas you could
no,
put 16.
They reckoned between 1,000 and 1,100 for the opening night, and we couldn't fucking move that night.
Yeah, but it was also a bit of a celebrity. I mean, people weren't crushed around, were they? I mean, all the plebs were upstairs. All the downstairs was.
Maybe another 200, but probably
really. I mean, I don't know. I had to come here, so I left before Blood Monkhouse and everything. All I did was go for a couple of free drinks and a plate of free food, which I don't think I got. And left.
You're lucky fucking Danny was the chef. You know, deep sea diver Danny.
Because you'd betrayed us then. You'd left, hadn't you? You'd fled us and gone to work for the opposition.
Yeah, I didn't reckon they were opposition.
Just because you thought you were going to be out of that 250 quid a week. No, originally they were open 7 nights a week.
I know. No,
it's
a full-time job.
You were secure. Weren't you secure, sir?
Seven nights a week, 215 in pocket guarantees. From dead as usual, fucking talking shit. Kerry's mate. Christ, some of the schemes they can play. Give blood, boy.
I mean, I'd be interested to see how they start next week with a load of bands on Thursday nights.
Mm. We're doing 200.
Mm. I mean, they're all charts and stuff, but, you know. That kind of stuff doesn't draw punters, generally chart stuff, because the people who go,
I don't know,
the people who are interested.
I think the acid freaks will go to the
place. Maybe some of that will. Yeah, but generally, poppy type, top of the pop stuff doesn't, in the sense that people who like to go and see live music don't. People who like that kind of music prefer it in a disco context, not seeing sort of a live concert. Anyway.
That most of them can't play live anyway.
Yeah, true. Well, they're not. All those appearances are PAs. They're all going to be miming to backing tapes. That blooming Labour Party cancelling that conference on March 20th has messed me up. Because Mary wanted to go and see Simply Red at GMEX, and last weekend, we couldn't because I had the kids Friday night and was working Saturday night, and that was for 2 nights.
Were you going to go as well?
Yeah, I was going. So I said, well, we'll go to the NEC or Sheffield. She said, oh, I'm not traipsing all that way, you know, to do a concert. So she was moaning away about it, so I said, don't worry, all right, I'll take you over to Paris, and we'll watch her in Paris on the 20th. So I said, oh, when? So I said, 20th of March. I said, the Labour Party conference is on, so I can't go. So I said, oh, dear me. And then she came in, oh, Labour Party conference is cancelled. Do you see Jean on the telly with Neil Kinnock?
No, I've been told about it.
Yeah, Friday. It's on all the national news. It wasn't on the regional news.
Where were they?
It was on the 6 o'clock night. Well, it was on all day, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Yeah, but it wasn't on the regional news.
Where were they?
Salford Quays. He was up seeing all the North West candidates, parliamentary candidates. Jean was in that horrible mustard and black striped contraption. Stood out like a sofa. Her dressing up outfit.
See Labour 1.5
ahead of
all the dirty tricks start now.
It's regional conference at Blackpool.
I don't know where it's going to that. Yeah, it's Northwest. Regional councils, Labour council, the urban councils or something like that. I don't know. It might. I don't know where it's going to that. It might be, but this. He was up, sort of meeting all the Labour Party candidates for the Northwest.
Well, if I had £1 million to invest, I'd have it on Conservatives to win the next election.
Yep. I agree.
Seriously, I'd fucking have everything out of them.
But it's all the dirty tricks are starting now.
He really is.
Sunday Times tomorrow. Sunday Times tomorrow, a major expose on the Labour leadership's ties with the Moscow communists.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Well, even we're still getting Moscow gold.
Yeah.
And so, what's his name?
I think it's about time I got my share.
Well, he's doing it tomorrow. What do you call it? Reporters doing it tomorrow?
Sunday Times.
First one to give him the files on some TV tomorrow.
Kinnock was saying to
Dennis Healy, fuck, he's going to come out in some state.
Kinnock was saying to the candidates, you know, I realise that a lot of you are getting it rough at the moment, because there's about five Labour candidates all being arrested in the North West, mysteriously. There's somebody in Bury.
Derby,
that's right. Blackpool's under investigation. Anyway, so he said, but you know, he was saying to them that it's not just at the bottom end. He said, in our village in Wales, we've got the Sun have now positioned two reporters who live in the village. They sit in a car outside his house day and night photographing who comes in. They've been to this little boy's primary school, interviewed the teacher and the headmistress and all the school friends and everything, just trying to get a dirty story. Incredible, honestly. It's all starting.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem. I mean, you know, you can knock off the sort of Times and the Telegraph, equated out by The Observer and The Guardian at the top end, or every other newspaper except The Mirror, is staunch conservative, and it's all dirt.
Like the Sun, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, there's only The Mirror going to be an answer. And it's, I mean, Labour has got to be about half a dozen points in the lead in order to take that factor into account. And of course,
sorry to ask you, I'm not fighting for the Sun Times.
Oh, what?
You can't turn them in that. I'll just have six for a fiver.
Six?
Yeah.
I suppose you want me under the cupboard as well.
Two. It's alright, I'll get a plastic glass.
Six for a fa-